SVC Media.
Welcome to the iGaming Daily Podcast, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market.
Good afternoon and welcome to another very special edition of the iGaming Daily Podcast. I'm joined today by John Gordon, the CEO and co-founder of Incentive Games. John, thanks ever so much for joining us today. Firstly, how are you doing? How is everything?
I'm great, thanks. Looking forward to speaking to you guys at SBC. Looking forward to being part of your amazing podcast.
It's great to have you on. I think a really exciting time for Incentive Games, especially with all the sport coming up. And I know you were engaged in the sport yesterday as well. A big day, both in Scotland and in England for football.
Yeah, it was an exciting watch. The old Strand Derby, the Old Firm game was quite exciting. And then, as a United fan, seeing United drop some points in 7 days is a bit disappointing, but exciting games nonetheless.
Yeah, it was a really tough Easter for United. And the Old Firm, by the way, I messaged my friend 15 minutes to play. I messaged him and said, if you're not watching this, I think you should plug in because I think it's going to be a grandstand finish. Sure enough, I don't think he's going to turn down any of my recommendations again, because what an end to that game yesterday.
Yeah, a cracking finish. I suppose a good title run for both Scotland and England in the next few weeks. It's going to be exciting, right to the wire, I think.
It really is. And kind of brings me to, speaking of exciting, it brings me to what we're here to talk about today. As much as we could just talk football for a couple of hours, we'll leave that to Neville and Carragher. But we're going to talk about free-to-play games and their importance in the current climate, and you know how Incentive is really evolving the sort of, you know, the engagement when it comes to free-to-play games. I think the first place to start really is with Sky Bet's Match 5s. And yeah, well, just talk to us about this and why it has really gathered such audiences and really caught the imagination of players.
Yeah, it's quite an exciting one for us. We started the company about 10 years ago, but only the last, so we started a B2C company, Fantasy Football Betting, and pivoted into being B2B about 5 years ago, and then becoming like number one in the world with regards to daily entries in our games, Bet365, Virgin Bet, Wisecore Bet, FanDuel, the Flutter brands. But launching that game, Match 5 on Sky Bet, is quite a flagship moment for us. You know, and Sky Bet, in particular, known to being, you know, building their own free to play games, they're probably the best in the world at B2C free to play. Mm. And for us, as the number one B2B free to play games provider, partnering up with Sky Bet is quite a massive achievement. And then the launch has been phenomenal. Match 5, you reveal a team every day, Monday to Friday, and then if any of those teams win in the weekend, you win prizes. So it's really taken off, about as powerful as any game we've ever launched. So, yeah, great launch.
Wow, yeah, that is really cool. And I guess Sky Bet, like you said, with the Super 6 as well, they really are the perfect partner for this type of initiative and this type of offering. Can you just tell us some of the sort of the creative process that goes into a free-to-play game? Like, you know, we're at the end product now with the Match 5s, but when you start it, when it's the birth of this product, how does it look? What's the process like?
Yes, I think although we've got many products, you know, on sports free-to-play, a casino free-to-play, it really boils down to like a handful of main mechanics. You know, the weekly free-to-play, like a score challenge or a Super 6 or 6-5 challenge, which we do for Bet365 as well, or a daily free-to-play, if you look at our sports, it'd be like Fives or Virgin Bet, which is one of our products, and Goals Giveaway for Bet365, which is one of ours, and more recently Match 5 is where we give the user a reason to return every day to collect things for the weekend where the live events happen. So with a huge success on that daily reason to return sort of sporting product, and then we do in-play games. So I say that Bet365's it's free for all, about engaging the user throughout the single match. And then we, of course, do like tournament-style games like Riptis as such. On the sports side, we sort of look at those four main mechanics and we look at what our client does or doesn't have or where we have the biggest need. Now, I look at their what they're trying to achieve and work back from that. And in this instance, you can look at the Sky Bet out there, the weekly free to play in Super 6. They did miss a daily reason to play, which is where we sort of work back from that. And then, well, now we have base mechanics, the incentive games, and then we evolve or change over time, but we really just, you know, come up with three or four main variants for the client, and we say, you know, and we do some user testing and such, and we eventually evolve it into what MatchFi is today, but it's different sort of iterations along the way. And that's part of the reason why we can't really just do, you know, every operator in the world can't just get our products. We're very sort of specializing in the top ones.
Yeah.
Because it's quite a bespoke offering and give the partner and the operator a real sort of defining product that they can promote and they can feel it's their own.
You mentioned the casino free-to-play as well and the sort of daily free-to-plays on casino. On the surface, the sports betting free-to-plays that you do and the casino free-to-plays, the worlds apart, they're very different. But are there some similarities in what they both tap into and even, you know, the process behind them as well?
Yeah, I think it's a good call. I think it's that reason to return every day. And if you could see the balance of the user thinking that their time is valuable enough to come to your site every day to do a certain action, it's that trade-off of time versus value. The perceived value to the user collecting things, well, it's a daily game, whether it's sports or casino, but we look at it on a weekly basis and we can get the user coming back off the minute for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times during in a week. So if it's a sort of sport format, they collect about 4.1 during the week. And then they're checking the sports performance over the weekend about 5 times. So a single prize we're getting at 9 to 10 logins on average. You know, we can average about 5.96 reviews per week or logins per week. So it's just tapping into that sort of user's mentality of getting into a book cycle to come and collect something. Whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic. A lot of the time it's intrinsic, they're collecting players for the weekend or singles or daily free casino games. And as long as the user perceives that that is valuable enough to them, they'll continue to do it. And so it's actually, I'm a chemical engineer background, and we're very data science based in terms of motivating the customer to do a certain action. And then becomes the important piece is segmentation piece and making sure that we're not over rewarding bonus users, for example. And the money that we save by not over rewarding those customers, we can then reward in our free to play games the high value customers that do shed to clients in GR. So it's just that balance.
It's really interesting, and it's the daily return, you know, the reason to return is truly never going to be more valuable than the summer when the European Championships hit. I know there's, you know, much optimism, much excitement. I think, you know, we're all hearts and minds are in the Premier League, but soon as that final day finishes and we head into the summer, it is going to be fever pitch for the Euros. How significant is the sort of daily return, the reason to return going to be for operators when the Euros hit?
It's interesting. It actually shifts a little bit to tournament-based games are more like acquisition, and it's more like we do bracket games or predictor games, and you'll see that 365 is one that we've been launching. We have tens of millions of entries into those types of games, but the drop-off is quite high because it's more like a predictor, and then when it's tournament starts, those are we do those games, but they're not as powerful as the retention
okay.
of their 12 months of the year. That said, we had real great success with four scores for Bethany's Inspire. The last World Cup, where there was four games a day, and we had a sort of, it was like six-score challenge or a super six, but it was based on four matches, and that repetitive nature of the users loved it. So they knew every day they could come back and predict the scores on those four matches. And yeah. That was extremely powerful. I think it's the tournament one, the tournament games can be quite of a sort of red herring where it's like it's almost like a need to have it. Actually, the season long games are where you really see the market share change if you get into the right product market fit.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, to be honest. And I guess, I wanted to ask actually as well, like, without giving away sort of anything that you can't share, what types of innovations can we see from you guys for the Euros? Will you be bringing anything out special? Obviously, it's a very, it is a unique sort of prospect, the tournament format, like you mentioned.
Yeah, we're doing some bespoke alterations to the games for Bethany's Inspire, so you can see really cool new games for them. And we've got a couple up our sleeve that I'm not ready to announce just yet. We're just dotting the I's and the lowercase j's and umlauts on the contract. And once it's signed, hopefully SNC will be ready. And there's the PR. But yeah, it's a quite exciting, like, new to sign for us in the games over the next week or two, I think, for the Euros and Copa.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, the Copa as well. I forget about the Copa. Yeah. And I guess it kind of lent the Copa being on a similar time is nice because it lends itself to round the clock football, which is always a positive thing. The other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on before we move on was the Virgin Bets fives. Obviously, something that you've done really well that's had a lot of success. Can you just tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal product. It's been the flagship one, daily free sports game. Probably not certainly our first one, and it's probably the most stood to test time. I think we mentioned about 3 or 4 years ago, where the users get a play out of Monday to Friday. So Virgin Bets flogged, Virgin Bet fives on Wednesday Bets flogs, and they both performed phenomenally well with unbelievable retention. I stood to test the time. The users love it, where they they clipped well Monday to Friday, and then they just play a score goal in the weekend. All right, the user would get prizes for that. And it's certainly sort of jewel in a crown, one of them. So yeah, it's on a from a daily free sports collectible perspective, it's definitely up there with the best yet.
Nice. And when we're talking about player engagement for things like this, how different is it? How much difference in terms of whether you attract a player or not is there in terms of if you're sort of doing player props rather than team props? Is the market moving that way where, we notice an increase in like stat betting and players having shots on target and that type of thing? Does being able to back a player really add an extra level of, allure to a prop or?
Yeah, I think we were headed in, those customizable bets and player props. But I think from our perspective, it's more around free-to-play game being engaging enough for the user to come back to collect things during the week. And we pretty much leave it up to the operator to have the best product in the world.
Okay.
The best casino or sports bet operations. And that's why, and another reason why we always sort of work with the top tier ones. And it's very rarely we do upsell. For instance, if you look at our six-score challenge for Bet365, choose what you think the scores will be, and then we show them with the odds on partly or an accumulator. But actually, it's a bit of a red herring. Yeah, we do have the best conversion, and we do have integrated add-to-bets functionality in addition to smooth as anything. But really it's a retention tool. It's a weekly retention tool for the user to get into that rhythm. And if you look at the way we've now added on that game, you get 1 out of 6, you get 5 free spins, 2 out of 6 is 10 free spins, 3 out of 6 is a share of catch. And I think that's, as we were, you know, the rest of the world was looking one direction, we're always thinking, you know, it's the upsell, we add value. It's not. It's now we've got a chance to potentially cross-sell these customers. And, you know, who's paying Super Six every week and thinking there's a chance to win it? You know, it's not that now, you know, you're going to give 1 out of 6, 2 out of 6. And it's to become so much more engaging when it feels valuable, it feels achievable to win. And I think that's where the real balance is behind the scenes. You know, everyone thinks they can do it B2C or, sorry, free-to-play games, but it's actually understanding which features to remove, make it as easy as possible for the user to play, and thinking about what motivates them to play the game and keep coming back. And that's, I think, focusing on the data and the science has really helped us rise to the top.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, removing the sort of lottery-like element from it is definitely beneficial to engagement, I think. And we are going to talk a little bit more about customer retention and incentive labs in part two. But before we move on to part two, I'm going to put you on the spot, John. We spoke a little bit about football at the start of the show. I'm going to ask, who have you got? Who have you got to win the Scottish Premier League, and who have you got to win the English Premier League as we approach a really, really exciting title running?
I think if you saw the weekend, you know, Rangers were celebrating that 3-3 as if it was a win. I think in the context, and I think they're getting a bit of criticism, but in the context of it all, I think it's more the fact that the title's in their hands. So I would say that they've just got their nose in front of another Old Firm derby to be played. Across in England, I think, you know, Man United supporter, I'm actually hoping Arsenal won it. And I think it's unlikely. And even it is, City will win, but with likes of Foden and De Bruyne, if it was, unfortunately.
Yeah, they normally come good around this time, don't they? But Arsenal is the only correct answer to that question. That's all I'll say. And yeah, as for Scotland, I don't know. Is it off the back of that game on Sunday? Who is going to take what from it? Who's going to have momentum? I don't know. It was such a turbulent game. But yeah, both are fascinating. But as you say, in Rangers' hands. So yeah, I guess that's a big plus for them.
SBC Leaders connects the gambling industry's top-tier operators and associations to share the best ideas, collaborate on solving the biggest issues, and push innovation throughout the betting and gaming industry. If you're an operator and want to join the discussion, visit sbcleaders.com for more information.
And in part two, we're going to talk about incentive labs, John, and a really evolving offering, a really positive thing that you've done. Can you give us some more details about incentive labs and how it's grown in recent years?
Yeah, incentive labs is sort of, we haven't really shouted about it in past times, but now it's time to, we've got really strong R&D and data and science team internally, and the head of which is Thiago, who's Shinano, and he's built a great team there. We offer 4 products, so we've got a hub where the client can set up their game, just the basic admin things. Then we have insights where it's more like dashboards, you can see active player days and all the macro and micro trends, so you can look at it on a segment basis or zoom out. And then we do the segmentation piece through set of labs, you know, rewarding the customers the right amount. And where we're heading now is the 4th product, which is in development, which is AI rewards, where it's more on a, rather than we're grouping them into 5 or 6 segments, we're looking at to having 600,000 segments for any one of our operators. I won't say who, but you know, where we're looking at on a little clustering them together. Clusters, we're actually looking at a customer by customer basis. How do we send key measurements of that customer user behavior? And then on a week by week basis, what we call the target reward value of the customer that week. So whether it be sports or casino, you know, make sure that everyone's getting the exact amount of money or rewards in our free-to-play products based on their user behavior and have that as autonomous as possible. We're not there yet. I'm now jumping on the AI bandwagon, so whether it's AI or machine learning or whatever you call it, it's what I used to do as chemical engineering, is a sort of feedback control loop. And, you know, just getting to the point where, you know, all that data that's available and using a scalpel to get the customers the right amount of value back to them, that is a symbiotic relationship with the operator and the customer, and then sending games inside of labs just sits in between all that. And it's really exciting, the fact that, you know, the likes of Flutter, 1365 and Lasgo Group, and I'm going to add a few more to that list very soon, and that they trust those to do that with them, and just become partners. So we just provide with our partners need, and it is around that CRM piece, whether it be, well, the life cycle of the customer, and just helping them along that journey. And that's what the Synec Labs do very well.
Yeah, I guess it speaks to the idea that, you know, you can have all the data in the world, right? But it's not about how much data you've got. It's about being able to correctly utilize it.
For sure. And then we have everything in-house with between our product design, developers, data, all the scientists. We are really proud of that. It's great to speak about it on this platform to celebrate it, because, you know, from the face of things, everyone just thinks it's Synec Games, it's Synec Labs, it's me, and, you know, and a few other people, but around the end, they get hundreds of us, and I get all the credit, but it's really most clinical scientists that work then in Synec Labs are doing it.
Yeah, amazing. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about your Crash Games as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your Crash Games as well. Obviously, when it comes to iGaming, Crash Games, we've seen them change, and we've seen them, grow further into operators' mainstream of products. Yeah, what can players expect from your Crash Games? Obviously, seen a lot of innovation in your free to play games. Are you going to raise that ceiling again with the Crash Games?
Yeah, it's quite exciting as well. We've got, you know, we still know the gold rush that everyone thinks in, you know, copy a certain products that are Crash Games. And personally, I think where they've fallen foul is, you know, the foot of everything, every sort of feature they can add, and they just clutter up the front end, and we're approaching it very differently, very clean, new XGI, not trying to break what's not trying to fix what's not broken. As you can imagine, when we approach it, we're not just going to go try to copy whatever's out there. We come along with a different system. So we'll do the 3 game version of it. And then we've got a Crash Game pay-to-play end of that user journey. We've also got sort of variants on for that as well, which are really exciting. So if you add in a daily version of Crash Game with it and prizes in the pay-to-play versions, so we're going to get the user's attention on our pay-to-play products. We mix that with our Synec Labs, which I spoke about, so we're rewarding the right customers the right amount in the free-to-play game, so attracting the right customers and retaining those, and then combining that with our amazing relationships, like the Bet365 in Brazil, or some big companies in Africa, and then North America, then it's a really exciting time. So yeah, we would just go toe-to-toe the kind of Crash Games if we didn't have this huge system and the demands of this new system is quite high, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, and we speak a little from a UK-centric point of view here, but the marketing, the guidelines for marketing and the frameworks around marketing are becoming stricter and stricter. Does that increase the importance of these types of assets when it comes to CRM?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we can really engage a customer, again, what I do like about working with the clients I work with, I won't mention again, but You know, they really do focus on the player welfare. You know, we're looking after the customer on a long-term basis. You know, we know that, you know, Thesis 5s are the winning Sky Bet, you know, FanDuel, the leg, and they're here to entertain their client base. And then if you look at that sort of mindset, and you put a set of games on top of that as well, that's what we're doing as well. We're just responsibly looking after the customer on a fleet-to-fleet engaging mechanic and scenario. I think, you know, in the future, that sort of quality of standard product is going to be a necessity where, you know, classic advertising is becoming less and less or more and more restricted.
Yeah, and it's evolving the relationship between operators and players for sure. It really is. And given you are normally the one asking for predictions, John, I am going to sign you off with another prediction on what's been a really interesting episode. To put the shoe on the other foot, we spoke about the Euros in the summer. How far is Scotland going to go? Firstly, and who have you got winning the Euros?
Same answer to both. It's just Scotland winning the Euros, of course. I'm going to the opening game against Germany.
So, oh wow!
That'll be great, and then I'll be hopefully fine them until they're out of it. And as long as it's not England, then.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah,
nice one. And where is that first game, by the way? Which stadium is it?
In Munich, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a fantastic experience. Best of luck to you. I hope it goes well. And we look forward to seeing what Incentive Games have for the Euros and for the future as well, especially with the Crash Games too, because that's really exciting. So thanks ever so much for joining me, John. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's iGaming Daily Podcast, supported by Optimove, the number one CRM marketing solution for the iGaming market. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.